Burma's new day is dawning. A call for help goes out from survivors of Typhoon Washi, and a ministry celebrates what God has done in a decade of freedom in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Burma's civilian government seems to be keeping on the path toward democracy and freedom. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says,
I really believe it's answer to prayer. I believe it's a lot of people have been praying, and God is bringing this to the forefront, but it's an exciting time, and I never thought that we would see this.
The United States took steps to normalize relations ahead of an April election. The question is, will it stick? Obvious concerns about broken promises surface.
As far as we know, there has been a ceasefire signed with the Karen leaders, and we're seeing changes, and I'm constantly in contact with our contact inside Burma, and he's saying these changes are real, and they are lasting, and it's starting to affect the whole country.
It's looking so promising, VBB is adjusting their outlook.
We're working on setting up a program to sponsor more kids. We're in the process of building more orphanages. Hopefully the refugees will be able to come back in, and we can put them into homes and help them rebuild their villages as well. So it's kind of a shift. I mean, now it's like we have to get the gospel in as well as helping more with humanitarian aid.
Meanwhile, it's been a month since Typhoon Washi devastated two cities in northern Mindanao, Philippines. The International Red Cross has doubled the aid request to over $6 million to help. Over a million people were affected by the country's worst natural disaster in 20 years. Food for the Hungry Philippines is helping through a local network of Campus Crusade for Christ and churches. It's their long-term response that provides gospel opportunities. Keep praying. You're listening to Mission Network News. The March 11, 2011 earthquake and tsunami in Japan are still being felt today, both physically and spiritually. Medical Teams International help local Christians organize their response. MTI's president, Bas Vanderzalm, says while Japan was prepared to meet the physical needs, not the emotional ones. Vanderzalm says Christians are going into resettlement areas.
What these Christian volunteers are doing are setting up mobile cafes, serving coffee and meals, not so much to provide food, but a place to talk. That's a unique opportunity for the church.
Reaching the Japanese people has been difficult until now.
The people who are in the area there will never forget that Christians came and helped clean out their houses, helped stand with them while they were needing to talk to someone, and that they showed compassion to them. Already we're beginning to see people opening their hearts to Christ.
Want to help MTI? We'll connect you at our website. Next, it's been 10 years since Every Child Ministries opened Haven of Hope Orphanage in Ghana. ECM's Lorella Rouster says kids are taken in and placed in one of the 11 buildings. The kids have a lot of baggage, but soften as they learn about Christ and families.
It is intended to be a safe shelter with a loving family-like environment for children in crisis.
In 10 years of ministry, though, the Haven of Hope has never had a public celebration of their work. This June, the orphanage will celebrate a decade of serving children by hosting government officials and ministry supporters. You can go to the celebration in Ghana or get involved, too, by heading to our website and sponsoring a child.
It provides for all of their needs, and if it wasn't for Haven of Hope, I would say almost every, if not every single one of these children would just be out on the street alone by themselves.
And a lot of people in poor countries see little use in the disabled. So those with handicaps are tossed aside, unable to make a living or even get around. When one Baptist Global Response worker saw the conditions for the disabled in Nepal, though, he came up with a solution. He designed a handicap-propelled tricycle so the lame could get around. But he also employed people with handicaps to build the trikes. Many have come to know Christ as a result and are now living life to the full. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN provides news and information that inspires people like you to reach out with the gospel. We do that on the radio and on our website. Well, our website desperately needs a reprogramming effort. Would you help with your generous gift? When you do, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. Go to missionnetworknews.org. Click on the link with your best gift. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.